Good morning, it's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, as we're talking about always celebrating the volunteers, but this is Volunteer Month with Volunteer Week coming up. You guys got something's planned, I'm sure.
Yes, so I was, right before we got on, for everyone, I was teasing Blake. It's actually Volunteer Week is April 20th through the 26th, but in 4-H and in Extension, we really claim April as Volunteer Month because we love our volunteers so much, and we are an organization that thrives off of our volunteers, and we have to have volunteers to run our programming. So I just first want to say, give a huge shout out if you've ever been a fair superintendent or a club leader or a project leader or have taken kids to a event for 4-H. Thank you so much for your dedication to our program. But I just wanted to give some highlights that I thought were important and some statistics that I think can show you an impact of what the volunteers are actually doing. So this is just, we have a screening process that our volunteers go through, and anybody that's alone with a group of kids, we always practice what we call two deep leadership, so we have to have two screened volunteers. So this is just screened volunteers that we have in the district. This doesn't even get into the weeds as far as all the volunteers that pull together and help with the 4-H part at fair, or really gets into all the parents that spend their time doing various things to help clubs out or project leaders or everything. So this is just, we have 250 screened volunteers in the district, and that really encompasses our club leaders. And so I just was doing some, put some pen to paper here and did some math. They say the state of Kansas, a volunteer roughly makes around $17 an hour. If you ask me, Blake, I think it probably is a lot more than that. But let's just say that's the number, right? $17 an hour. And I think on average, our club leaders do probably 2 to 3 hours a month, if not more, potentially. That's the number I use, so 2 to 3 hours a month trying to create meaningful program for our youth. So that's roughly putting about $12,000 back into our communities, investing into our youth per month. And so I think that's impactful to think of it in terms like that. And so I love this quote. It says, volunteers do not necessarily have the time, they just have the heart. And I just think that's so true that, you know, we all live in a very busy society, a lot of things tugging at our time. And I see our volunteers especially are never the people that have an abundance of time, but somehow they make it a priority and they give back to the community and they give back to the youth. And really why I wanted to give that statistic, that dollar amount, is because I always see it as investing in our youth. We are giving our time and energy to create meaningful, impactful programming for the youth in our community that they hopefully will in turn grow to be an adult that does the same. Right. And so I just wanted to also just talk about a few volunteers that had transitioned to a couple of volunteers that had such an impact on my life that are so memorable and really stand out to me. One is Susan Soxie. I'm sure a lot of people remember Susan in the community. Susan was my club leader. She also was my CWF, my Citizenship Washington Focus head person that took us on that trip. And Susan just always went the extra mile to make you feel special and just really pushed you to step outside your comfort zone and grow. One thing that she always used to do that I just always remember, she used to write handwritten notes to you all the time. If you ever went on an event with her or if you had a special meeting with her, Susan would sit down and write you that handwritten note that she would send in the mail. And that just had a huge impact on my life. It was an adult that saw me and, you know, created that memorable impact in my life. Another one that always stands out to me is Deanne Scheck. She was our dairy superintendent, and she always, again, went above and beyond creating those opportunities for us. As she was really into dairy judging, and she taught me a lot about how to evaluate a dairy animal you guys hear me talk about judging animals on here probably quite a bit. It's something that Frontier really excels at. But Deanne was that person in my life that really sat down with me, took that extra time, and taught me how to evaluate animals. And she was our dairy superintendent, and she always just challenged us to, like, go to new events and really pushed us outside our comfort zone to help us grow as youth. And so those are two ladies that I definitely remember for my 4-H career. There was a lot more than just those two, but I just want to give a shout out to all of our volunteers. We appreciate you so much, and you really are creating an impact in those children's lives. So thank you so much for all you do.
Always important to give recognition to people who have paved the way. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith's Unique Sacred District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent, Franny Eastwood.